Okay, in that passage that we've just heard, we heard about Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, and we heard how she watched as the child grew and became full of wisdom and authority and power. And Mary watched as his mother. Now today is a special day. Hands up if anyone had breakfast in bed this morning. Anyone have breakfast in bed? 1, 2, 3, just a few. Anyone have a champagne breakfast this morning? No, that's a bit too grand, isn't it? Anyone want to share any nice treats that they might have got this morning? Anyone get any nice special gifts? Anyone with a special gift this morning might want to share? Anyone? No? Oh, tell you what, it's hard work, this. Anyone get any special gifts that they might want to share?
I got some nice tulips and some nice makeup off Charlie.
Oh, lovely. Some nice tulips and makeup. Anyone else want to share what they got? Hang on, let me go down here to Clint.
I got breakfast in bed and some makeup.
Oh, breakfast in bed and some makeup. Well, there you go. Why? Why did people get a few nice things this morning? Any ideas? Any of the brownies want to tell me? Why do you think some of the ladies got nice gifts this morning? I think you might know. Any ideas?
Because it's Mothering Sunday.
It's Mothering Sunday. And what is Mothering Sunday all about? What's it about? What do we do on Mothering Sunday? Any ideas? Do we know? No, do we know? Go on then.
Go to the cathedral to pray.
You go to the cathedral to pray? Well, it's not a cathedral, but it's quite good. Well, you might go to the church. Anyway, what else? What's Mothering Sunday about? What are we doing on Mother's Day? Any ideas? What are we doing on Mother's Day? We can treat our mums to special treats. And we're saying thank you, aren't we? We're saying thank you for our mums. And it's an opportunity, a real opportunity, to actually take some time and to thank God for our mums, or for those people who are like a mother to us, like a mother figure for us. And there are people, many people, who are like that. Okay, I'm going to ask Nikki to come out. You're going to help me with my talk. And we're going to go through a few things that might remind us about our mums. So hopefully there'll be some pictures coming up. Although the computer is having a bit of a... It thinks about things at the moment. We'll just wait a second. Is it coming? Aha, there you go. So there are mums who teach you logic. There are mums who teach you about your roots.
Shut that door, you weren't born in a barn.
And there are mums who teach you anticipation.
Just you wait till your father gets home.
There are mums who teach you the impossible.
You will be laughing on the other side of that face in a minute if you don't stop being cheeky.
And then there are brave mums. Then there are mums who make you feel guilty.
I haven't eaten for 4 days.
Why is that, mum?
I didn't want my mouth to be full when I answered the telephone.
Yeah, do spend a lot of time on the phone, don't they? Anyway, or there's mums who pull at your emotional strings. How many mums does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll just sit here in the dark.
Or are those that never see you as grown-ups, like Columbus's mum. Or there's Albert Einstein's mum.
Of course I'm proud of you, Albert. I just thought you could have combed your hair with a photo, that's all.
But you know, for most of us, mums show us true love, don't they? The love that is closest to God's love for us. Because mums do love us unconditionally. Even sometimes we might not think that they do, and we get a bit fed up sometimes when they tell us off, or they have a go, or they make us do things. But they love us unconditionally. And they think we're great, even when we get things wrong. They support us in all things, because a mum's love is closest to God's love for us, who loves us just the same, loves us unconditionally, no matter what we do. So thank you to Nikki. I'm just going to ask for a couple of the young people, if they might want to help me, with a few things as we try and remember just a little bit more about what mums do for us. Thanks, Nikki. Thank you. So, if you come in to help me, it would be great if you've got your mum in church, because you could come and get your mum to just wear something for me. So, anyone's mum in church? That they're prepared to grab the mum and bring them up? Okay. Right. Come on then, grab your mum and bring her up. Naomi, grab mum. Go on, Charlie. Oh, we'll just see. I think I need 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's 4 for now. Do I need one more? One more? One more, let's have a look. Go on then. Is your mum in church? Go grab your mum and bring her up. Okay. So, I've got a few things for our mums to wear. There you go. You want to put them on for me?
Just like being at home.
Sorry, I've only got one. There we go.
Thank you.
There we go. Thank you. Daniel, do you want to get your mum? There you go, good lad, because I've got one more thing. There we go. And there for you.
Oh, yes, perfect. Cycling gloves.
It's a little bit chilly in here, so I thought I'd just keep you warm. Right, so you might, if the mums who've got the gloves on, do you want to just lift them up a little bit and do us a little jazz hands? Jazz hands, great. So you can see that we've got various different types of glove for the mums. So I thought we might have a little look at what each glove might be about. So the first one, Naomi, why do you think mum's got these on?
Wash the dishes.
So what might that tell us that mums do?
She's washing the dishes for us.
Mum might wash the dishes. Okay. Next one. What's the next one? What's the next glove we've got on? Okay. Now then, what do you think this might tell us that mums do with us?
Gardening or sports.
Wait, is it a gardening glove or a sports glove?
Sports glove.
So what might that? What does that mean mums might do with us?
Play games.
Good lad, yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant. Mums might spend time playing games with us, whether it's football, tennis, cricket, whatever it might be. Next one. We're over to you. Daniel, what do you think these might show us? Any idea? They're walking gloves, yeah, and they keep us warm. And actually, it helps to think about, they look after us when we're out in really cold weather, when we're in bad weather.
Or
on our bikes. Mm. These kind of gloves keep us warm. And mums do that. They help. There you go. Mum gives us cuddles. They keep us warm and they show us how to look after ourselves. What's the next one? Gardening gloves. Who's closest to gardening gloves? Right. What do you think this might tell us?
Gardening.
Well, they do the gardening, but anything else it might tell us? It's a tough question, this one. They're gardening gloves, but it's about something else. Your mum's right. It's a tough one. Go on, Mum, do you want to tell us?
Mums help our children to grow.
We do. Fantastic. Absolutely. Like a flower, we grow and we flourish. Well, mums help us as children to grow and to flourish. And not just children, even as adults, mums continue to help us to grow and to flourish. And the last one should be, this is the closest I could get to oven gloves. We haven't got gloves, we just got them. So, Charlie, what do you think that's about?
Cooking our food.
Cooking our food, and there's another thing behind that. It's not just cooking, it's something else. It's quite a tough question as well. Any idea? They feed us in lots of ways, whether that's teaching us things or providing for us in lots of different ways. So I just thought these gloves actually help us to think about all the different things that mums do for us. They provide for us, they keep us warm and dry, and they look after us. They also make sure that we've got clean clothes, we've got food on the table, and they spend time playing with us, and above all, they help us to grow and to flourish. And you know, that's exactly the same as God's love for us. Just like we shared before when Nikki came out and we looked at the pictures and we shared those things, exactly the same as God's love for us. He provides for us, he loves us, he gives us lots of good things that enable us to flourish and to grow into the people that he wants us to be. And that's really, really special. So I thought today would be a fantastic opportunity for us to use our jazz hands and our gloves to give our mums a round of applause. And also, hang on, whoa, too keen. Because it's not just mums, It's also all those people. It could be nans, it could be aunties, it could be godmums, it could be all those people who act in our lives as a mother figure. You know, because there are some people who don't have a mum. But there's lots of people who act as mother figures in their lives. And it's really important that we thank God for them as well. So today, I think we'll do that. Let's give all those people who act as mothers to us a round of applause. Let's give them a big hand. And I'm going to say a very short prayer while our mums go back to their seats. Let's just pray together. Lord, we just thank you for our mums and for all that they do for us, for all that they provide for us, and so many things that we don't even know about. But Lord, we just pray. We thank you for them and for all those people who act as mother figures. Lord, and it reminds us of your love for us. So help us always to be open to what you might want to say to us as you show your love to us in different ways. Amen. Do you want to go and take a seat? Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. They were authentic gardening gloves because there's now a load of soil on my lectern, which is not great. But there you go.